Everyone has a fave Wendy's Frosty flavor. And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now there's all new Frosty Swirls and Frosty Fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo Brownie Fusion, Pop-Tarts Strawberry Fusion, Strawberry Swirl, Brownie Batter Swirl, Caramel Swirl, and Caramel Crunch Fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to Frosty, gotta be Wendy's. Open till midnight or later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary by location. Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co., LLC. Used with permission.
We're talking about podcast. We're talking about
Blondie Buddy podcast.
A podcast. Welcome, as always, to Two Chunks and a Hunk. But you can tell by the way we sing our song. How's that song go? We can tell by the way I use my walk. I'm a woman's man. No time to talk. But unfortunately, that's all we're going to do today is talk because it is a podcast. I am Jordan, but that's not what's important today. Doge, is it you that's important today?
It is not me that's important today.
Weird.
Thanks for asking, though.
Yeah, of course. Carter, is it you that's important today?
No, I try not to be.
That's
not
good.
Today.
Oh, yeah. That's really noble.
Yeah, that's a good space to be in.
Others first, you know.
What's important today is our special guests. We're so excited to welcome to the pod today our most famous friends in the world, our battling blonde best buds. You know him, you love him. He's nobody's runner-up. He gets lost in his bits as much as we get lost in his eyes. Everybody say hello to Hayden.
Hayden. Hi, Hayden.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I love that Dax tried to claim that as his intro.
It's me.
No. Daxon would be the number one trendsetter in both the world and on this podcast. He's a type B personality, but the B stands for Broadway. Give it up for Daxon.
The B stands for little bitch.
Oh, lowercase.
Little bitch.
A babbling bitch.
He's pretty creative. He's type bitch.
Type
bitch.
I am a type bitch.
Pretty creative.
You have unbuttoned a few more shirt things before since we've started.
Yes, it's gradually. Yeah. I think that's gonna how I'm gonna mark time for the podcast. So you'll know we're almost done
by the time the end of the podcast.
Once I'm fully early aughts boy band, it's done.
Yeah. What you can't see is that it's a romper, so the buttons just go all the way to the floor,
to the toe, all the way to the foot,
the back.
Yes,
like a onesie.
Yeah.
So then it's all coming off.
Yes. Yeah, eventually it will.
I'm not mad about it.
I'm imagining a Borat style G-string underneath. That's where I think this is going.
Okay. To shoulders.
Well, I'm pretty much always doing that to all my friends. That's kind of
just imagining it. It helps with the nerves if you imagine that. When
you're that's what they don't. Yeah, if you get nervous on stage, if you get stage fright, just imagine the entire audience in a Borat style G-string straight to the shoulders.
I've heard that.
Yeah,
I have heard that.
I get turned on though. That's the problem.
Yeah, you gotta be careful.
Well, same, of course.
Yeah.
Same, of course. But that's the risk we run. Yep. That's the risk we run.
Guys, how are y'all? It's been a minute.
It's been a minute.
It has.
And our last podcast was so fun. Remember how we did the Blondie ranking out of 10?
Yes.
When I went back and listened to it, I think some people let us down in that. And I really wasn't stoked with the list. And I just know
that's kind of what happens though. Yeah.
Yeah. We got left with I think it was, there was a real high place that we got left with kind of. And so, you know, a bit of a failure on some ends there.
Did you point to me?
No, I'm stretching.
You went little of a failure. You were like, a little bit of a failure.
No, it's nearly what you did. You're itchy.
Stupid. You're so stupid.
A Two Chunks exclusive. The Blondies are breaking up live on air.
Wow. Wow. The cameras are rolling.
This is going to be great for us.
Break up every episode. Yeah.
Unfortunately. That's the, I love that vibe. The tension.
And yeah, people think I'm the one that starts the fights, but you have it here. There's proof that he had this probably planned that he was going to say something.
Yeah. I started the fight by failing our last podcast with the Chunks.
No, I probably failed it last time because I had to leave early.
Well, I think you guys was no great. Failure.
I think so too. And the beauty of our podcast is that you really can't fail here.
We ended the podcast. We were all afterwards just like geeking out that y'all even had fun with us. We were like, oh my God.
Massively.
It was I think they liked us.
And we get to run it back. Do it again.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Yes.
Bigger and better.
Yeah, we do.
Bigger and better than ever. And to start us off, Carter has a game. And honestly, you're just so good at explaining the game. I'm going to let you take the whole wheel.
It's the most infamous game, almost being played for a decade now on Two Chunks and a Hunk.
It really uses
the IMDb algorithm, which is ultimately unfair. If you've ever looked up an actor or actress on IMDb, if they have enough credits, they'll have their top four known for. Right? We'll see those four things that they're best known for as if that's the truth. It's the truth to IMDb, and that's what makes the game fun. So the way that we play extra credit is you will have three actors or actresses in which you must try and guess as many of their known fors as possible. Now, all you need to win is 9 points. That means you guess an average of three of those four per actor or actress. Now, the extra credit comes in. If you get all four of at least one of them, you get that extra credit, that extra point. So you can get 15 points if you correctly
do all four.
But all you need is 9. Make sense?
Okay, but this is unfair because the idea is it's not probably going to be their most known. It's going to be IMDb.
It is so frustrating.
It can be frustrating. Sometimes. The last time guys played, the last time Jordan and Doge played, they won. So.
What?
There's it's that like, too.
We win one every like 12 rounds.
Yeah.
I think the website needs fixing. I said it right there.
Agree.
Say it.
Yeah, I agree completely.
Here's the thing. I don't think you can have an opinion if you can't get the acronym correct.
IMDb.
That's not how you say
it. I've only ever heard him get it.
The lights are off.
Our lights went off. Did it get
spooky?
Did it get fun in here all of a sudden?
See, that's IMDb going crazy at me.
The ghost of IMDb.
Daxton has notoriously been known for calling it, and on our podcast, IMBD.
Is IMBD or DB?
D. Here we go.
It is DB.
My initials are DB though, so I just
right. I was gonna say that's your name, right?
Internet Movie DB.
Oh, it is DB. Oh, it is DB.
It's database. Yeah. Yeah. Not base
data. It could be base data.
Base data?
I mean, it could be. It could be anything, which is what you usually discover.
What world would it be base data?
Thank you.
They might change it.
What world would be base data?
Probably. I'm just trying to be a good host. I'm trying to offer everybody drinks and show them where the bathroom is and let them say whatever acronyms they want.
You're kind.
You guys are very good at that. Luckily, I know Daxton enough to bring him down to our level.
Do you know, Hayden, do you know Daxton enough to know his favorite actor or actress?
Whoa.
Because that's where we can start. If we want to start there.
You don't know my favorite actress.
I think I could.
Oh, I've told you my favorite actress.
I think I could guess. Julie. You worked with her on something, right?
That's not my favorite actress.
Oh, okay.
My dream actress, who I've talked about, we played a game about her. I wanted her on my lap.
Yes, no, I know exactly who it is. It's the blonde chick in Hunger Games. The main actress in Hunger Games.
What's her name?
Jennifer Lawrence.
Blonde chick. There you go. Nice. Okay, so we can start there. The way that we've been playing extra credit recently is once we get past Jennifer Lawrence, then you'll get to pick another movie that she's in and you get a whole pool of whichever actor or actress is in that movie to move on to the next. Does that make sense?
I love that.
Okay, so we'll start with Jennifer Lawrence. Now, the four of you are playing together.
We're working together
today.
Okay,
everyone works together. Yes, you're trying to beat the game. Yeah. And so we need Jennifer Lawrence's known fors, her top four known fors.
I mean, it's got to be the one I said, right?
I think so. I think it's got to be Hunger
Games. The first one we're thinking?
Yes.
Okay. Whoa.
We can't just do a blanket, the series Hunger Games?
This is where it gets you. This is where it gets you.
Carter is so much meaner than he's.
Well, we should do, honestly, we should do the one where she won her Oscar first.
Silver Linings Playbook?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a great call.
That's a great call.
If I am whatever that I am doesn't do it, there's a problem if they don't pick her Oscar winning film first.
You would be so shocked how many times we have been so confident the Oscar winning film would be there. And then it's not, something right? They did when they were like 8 years old back in the 80s or something. So
For Jennifer Lawrence, it does have to be this one for Jennifer Lawrence.
I think that's Silver Linings. Silver Linings Playbook, I'm comfortable. If we're all comfortable, I say lock it in.
Yeah. Lock it in.
I need to hear a lock it in from the two of the
players. Sorry, we'll lock it in. Do you guys want to hear a crate? Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead. I was having you lock it in. No, you can go. That wasn't like trying to make you be quiet.
Okay. you guys know where Jennifer Lawrence first appeared in TV? I've seen it. And I was like, whoa, that's Jennifer Lawrence.
I mean, I'm guessing Law & Order SVU. That's where everybody first appears, it seems like.
It's similar. Did you guys ever see Monk?
With Tony Shalhoub?
Tony Shalhoub.
Yes. Yeah. She's this basketball character. She pulls off the head, like, you know, the mascot. She pulls off the mascot head, says one line, and I'm like, oh, that's Jennifer Lawrence. Like, she must be, like, assassin or something. Like, she must be the bad guy in this.
Big
deal. She says one line, we never see her again.
Then she's gone. I love that.
My favorite thing about Hayden just right now, he goes, do you guys know this TV show? It's called Monk. Like, yes, we know the TV show.
I didn't see it in Australia. I don't think we got it in Australia. I saw it when I moved here.
Different show.
We did, so we did get it here in the States.
Yeah, we got
it here.
Yeah. Have you ever been to that restaurant, McDonald's?
Have you heard of, sure. I think it's called Chili's.
Yeah. You're like, and we're all like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, we have.
This happens so to be regular.
We're locked in across the board on Jennifer Lawrence, Silver Linings Playbook, being one of her known fours.
That's right.
Yeah.
Gotta be. Yeah.
Gotta be. A bing, bing, bing. That signifies, if you are correct, that is her number two credit. They rank them.
Number two.
Her number two known four is Silver Linings Playbook, Go Birds. Very much about the Philadelphia Eagles and mental health, but mostly the Philadelphia Eagles.
Mostly the Eagles.
Mostly the Eagles, yeah. Sort of, that could be the story of your biography. Mental health, but mostly the Eagles.
Mostly the Eagles. Yeah, dude. Honestly, it could.
I think Hunger Games is in there. I think Hunger Games is probably number one.
Okay.
The first Hunger Games.
Yes.
Okay. I'm comfortable with that. Lock it in.
Lock it in.
Oh, lock it in. Sorry.
Lock it in. We're locked.
Yes. I'll have at least one representative from the Blondies lock it in. Bing, 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 bing. Number one.
Number one.
Y'all are perfect. Literally, you are perfect.
Thank you.
You have never been bad at the hardest game that we have ever played.
And we can quit now, right?
Yeah, you'd be done.
Probably should.
Hang up.
Because
y'all are two for two.
Lawrence things other than Monk.
So you have two more guesses.
It's probably Monk.
You really just need to get one of these two to stay on a good track to win extra credit.
Okay. Let's talk Jennifer Lawrence. She was in X-Men. Mm-hmm. She was Mystique in a couple of different X-Men movies.
Yeah.
She was in that one with Chris Pratt where she wakes up on a space station.
Yes.
Yeah, that's racist.
Passengers.
Yeah. She was in Joy about vacuums.
Yeah. But I don't think that's one she was known for.
Probably not. Mother, the Darren Aronofsky movie?
Yeah.
I think it's the X-Men.
I think it probably is an X-Men. But she was probably in like four
first class.
When she did that, right?
And she was Nate. Like, we saw the body.
You got to be up there if you're showing
you gotta,
body.
If you show your body, you have to be.
It's got
to
be your known fours.
It's got to be.
Especially top. Blue.
That's what we call them on this podcast. Is she showed her known fours.
What was her other Oscar-nominated movie?
I thought it was Joy. Was it Mother?
No.
So this is the hardest part for me because I have to be totally poker face in this. I can't help you. Yeah, I have all the knowledge.
That's true.
Normally, I'm like, I know what the thing is, but I can't.
You can't show off.
So
I'm showing off.
To metagame, Days of Future Past is an X-Men movie that if somebody's in that, it tends to be in their top four.
Yeah. No, I would say next.
Had like the original cast and the reboot cast in it. So everybody was like, we got to put this in their gnome for.
Sure.
I think we should lock that in as number three. Yeah.
I'm in. Let's do it.
Let's go for it. Days of Future Past. Lock it in.
Lock it in.
He won't accept nonverbals. He's just tough like that.
That's a bong bong, which means incorrect.
Guys.
X-Men Days of Future Past is not there.
Stop being so mad at me. I'm just a guy.
We're still looking for her third and fourth.
What's her Netflix? She just did a Netflix special or Netflix movie with that young boy where she's like the babysitter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And it was like, it got like mixed reviews.
It was a comedy. It was like kind of a rom-com almost.
Yeah. And then she like was... Okay, this is crazy. And
I
like don't
it.
Judge.
Could it be TV? I already love it.
Does it have to be movies? Has she
it
done
can't
it
be TV shows?
It's not Monk.
It could be Monk.
Can you imagine?
It isn't, but it could be.
It's definitely not, but it could be.
Are we crazy if we put another Hunger Games down? Or a different X-Men?
No.
It could very well be.
Wasn't Mockingjay Part 2 like almost Harry Potter finale levels of huge?
Oh, maybe.
Okay. I'm down for a Mockingjay Part 2. I'm prepared to
let's give it a shot.
In.
Let's lock it in
Man, I love too much thinking. Fervor. Let's do it. Lock it in.
That's a bong bong, friends. But you got two, which is fine. We're still in the game. Extra credit helps us with that. Number one, The Hunger Games. Number two, Silver Linings Playbook. Number three, Daxon, I think it was on the tip of your tongue. She did receive Oscar nominations for Winter's Bone in 2010. In 2012 was Silver Linings Playbook. Our third credit here was American Hustle in 2013
that she was in.
And then she got nominated in 2015 for Joy. And then our fourth credit there, though, is X-Men First Class. That first time that we saw her known for is in 2011. So we have two points. And now what you can do, fortunately, her known fors give us a massive pool from which to pull from of actors and actresses. So you can choose The Hunger Games. You can choose Silver Linings Playbook, American Hustle, or X-Men First Class.
And pick an actor
to find another actor or actress there. So just as a review, Hunger Games also featured Liam Hemsworth, Stanley Tucci. What are some big names here? Elizabeth Banks is bigger. Obviously, we had a lot in Silver Linings Playbook. Bradley Cooper. Robert De Niro is in there.
We could do
Chris Tucker could be fun, but that could be difficult. And then X-Men First Class has a ton. We've got James McAvoy, Michael Fassbender, Kevin Bacon.
Oh, yeah.
Have we done a Bradley Cooper before?
I'm sure we have. There's only so many actors.
That's true.
Bradley Cooper... Bradley Cooper, maybe. I don't know much of his older movies.
I think, but the problem is the bigger actor you pick, the more movies there are to get wrong.
Yeah,
but also easier to pick what they're known for.
Yeah,
maybe.
I think Stanley Tucci is going to be a stretch for me personally.
American Hustle had Christian Bale, Amy Adams, Jeremy Renner. Bradley Cooper again.
Because we're picking some Batman.
But which one is the question?
Oh, golly. I hate that
Christian,
part of the game.
I think we could do Christian Bale.
You think so?
I feel good about Christian Bale. Yeah.
I'm in Christian Bale. He's also one of my favorite all-time actors.
But I think we could definitely get a point with Bradley Cooper with The Star Is Born.
That's a slam dunk. Yeah. I think like, Christian Bale, we've got...
I think we run Christian Bale. I know a lot of Christian Bale movies.
Let's do it.
I just don't know which ones are the big ones.
Let's do it.
But I think with our powers combined.
Yeah, sure.
We could create
there's nothing we can't do.
I'm fine with that one. I just think it's going to be hard because there's a lot of Batmans.
That's true.
That's true, but there's also a lot of other really big, good movies.
Okay, well, let's do that. We'll do that one for
CB. CB?
Christian CB. Yeah. Where are we starting?
Let's do it. CB.
I am CB,
there's no way.
I am.
It has to be the Prestige somewhere in there, right?
Okay. Right. Prestige is definitely in there.
Prestige was enormous. You got the three Batman movies. The Fighter, The Machinist, where he lost all that weight, put it back on. Ford v. Ferrari, which he just did, which was enormous.
Good call.
American Hustle. Obviously, he was in that as well with Lawrence.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
it's cute that y'all's favorites are in a movie together.
What about...
Oh, yeah. This is cute.
What about just The Dark Knight? It's the Joker. It's the one.
I think that's the one that's here. I think
we have to start. That'll be on the top four. It has to be.
I hate, look at his face. Oh, I can't ever read his face. Man.
Lock it in. The Dark Knight. Lock it
I'll
in.
I'll lock in The Dark Knight.
Blondie's a locked.
We're locked.
Bing, 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 bing. Number one. The Dark Knight.
Yes.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about.
I think the Ferrari one is up there.
That's a good pull. I mean, a lot of times like a newer one will work its way in there.
Mm. And that went pretty big, I think.
It was in... Was Hemsworth was in that? Chris Hemsworth?
No, he had another... He was in
he had
Rush.
A different racing one.
Rush. Yeah,
which is another racing movie. Of.
No, it was Matt Damon who was the other guy.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Matt Damon is our white whale. We've done him like five times, can never get it right. We always
forget. The talented Mr. Ripley.
That's the one that trips us up.
That's the movie I don't know what that movie is, but I know it's in his top four.
I think Ford versus Ferrari is good. I think we should do that.
Yeah. I like that. Lock it in.
Blondie's a lock.
Bong bong, friends. No Ford, no Ferrari. Not there.
Hate myself.
Now, here's the thing. Of these last two guesses, you really just need to get one more. Because you could still win if you get the next person perfect. But
don't let him psych you out. He's trying to get in your head.
Sure, man.
What's the did he get nominated for anything?
Yeah, the one where he got overweight. Is that American Hustle that I'm thinking of?
No.
Oh, that's Cheney. That's Cheney. Dick Cheney. Played Dick Cheney.
There was another one that was about the market.
Oh, The Big Short.
The Big Short, yeah. And I'm pretty sure he got a nom for that.
Big Short's movie.
Big Short's a good pull for this. I think The Machinist, where he lost all the weight, like you were talking about. I think that's like
iconic.
It's gotta be here, right?
Can we stop kidding ourselves and just go for The Prestige first? Because that's definitely up there.
Okay. Yeah. I like The Prestige. The Prestige.
It's gotta be.
I'm happy to lock in Prestige.
I can lock that in.
The Prestige. Bong
bong.
It in.
Bong bong. You got
I wasn't done locking it in yet.
You did. But you did. One more guess.
So then it's either going to be The Fighter or The Machinist. Are we done with him?
The Big Short.
No, we got one more guess for him.
I mean, do we do Batman Begins or one
honestly,
of the...
Honestly, do we think it's American Hustle?
Yeah.
That's how we got here.
I mean, American Hustle is apparently on the same par as Hunger Games and X-Men for Lawrence. So if we're following some logic here.
I want to stick a pin right back in this and just say, you brought up an interesting point, which is I think Batman Begins might also be in his top four.
I know people love The Dark Knight, but my personal favorite is Batman Begins. Such a good movie.
I think it's a better Batman movie.
Just for Hayden's heart, maybe we say Batman Begins.
Bless his little heart. Let's just do it for his heart.
Did you guys
do it for his heart?
No.
I'm familiar with Mr. Bale's work as Batman and as Magic Man. No, I think Batman Begins is the way to go.
Yeah, I like that. Lock it in.
I think it's the safest way to go. We're locked in for Hayden's heart.
Lock it in.
For Hayden's heart and Hayden's logic.
Bing, 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 bing. Number two. Yeah. You got 4 points.
Number one, The Dark Knight. Number two, Batman Begins. Number three, The Dark Knight Rises.
Get out of here.
Number four, American Hustle.
Okay.
No way.
We
thought that as well. Okay. Wow.
Batman. That's crazy.
We talked about his nominations. He did not get bigger, even though that is such a thing for Bale, to lose weight and gain weight. He did not for The Big Short, but he did get a nominee for The Big Short. He was nominated for... American Hustle. He won for The Fighter, which is one of my favorite movies.
I knew he won.
Brilliant. And then he was nominated for Vice, which was where he played Cheney.
So his known for, he didn't even get The Fighter isn't even on there.
Nope.
Because IMDb hates good things.
Just Batman.
Now, from these four movies, we can go back to American Hustle if we want. Remember, there was Bradley Cooper there. There was Jeremy Renner there. There was Amy Adams there. We could go to The Dark Knight. We could do Dear Sweet Heath Ledger. We could do Aaron Eckhart, Michael Caine, Gary Oldman, Morgan Freeman. There's Cillian Murphy. We can do Liam
Neeson. I mean, Neeson.
I love Heath Ledger. Heath Ledger's an Aussie, which is fun.
Whoever this is, you have to get all four credits to win the game. It has to be perfect because we have 4 points and we need five to win. The only way to do that is
I feel so I think confident I can get, about Heath Ledger.
I think I can get three of his so easily.
Why? I'm there with you guys.
You got the
Tom
Joker.
Hardy, Anne Hathaway, Joseph Gordon.
It's got to be Brokeback, Dark Knight, Ten Things I Hate About You, and A Knight's Tale.
Yeah.
I think
Heath Ledger might be our Australian win.
I think the best thing wasn't in multiple films like Bale was 1, 2, 3. He did one offs.
I think that might be our move.
Yeah.
I'm down. I love me. Get off of me.
Isn't it a great game?
Let's do it.
Heath Ledger.
We start with The Dark Knight, right?
Yeah.
Easy money.
That's number one.
Lock it in.
Lock it in.
Locked in, sorry.
Bing, 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 bing. Number two. Yeah. You have five points. You must get all of your remaining guesses to win the game.
Okay.
I mean, definitely Brokeback Mountain.
For sure.
Yes. Yeah.
Lock in Brokeback.
Brokeback. Lock it in.
Bing, 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 bing. Number one. You have 6 points. You have to get 2 for 2 to win the game. A comeback of all comebacks. They came in with 4. Are they going to leave with 9? Are they going to win extra credit? The hardest game that we've ever made?
A Knight's Tale.
A Knight's Tale.
I think.
A Knight's Tale was enormous.
It's got to be.
Lock it in.
Blondie's locking it in.
Did y'all lock it in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I never heard either of them. A bing, 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 bing. Number three.
Oh,
you need one more movie to win extra credit, to beat the algorithm of the acronym that makes us all so frustrated. IMDb.
Is it 10 Things I Hate About You?
I want it to be.
I hope it is. That movie's
awesome.
I
want it to be as well.
I think let's do it.
Just name a few other of his movies.
I love how excited.
Who can?
I can't.
Those are the big four.
He was in Black Rock, but that was a little Australian film. I don't think. If that's on there, I'll be shocked.
If it's, that'd if be it's crazy. Mom, I'm going to be upset.
If it's Mom,
can you imagine?
Too good.
I'm happy to lock in 10 things.
Let's do it.
Lock it in.
Yep. Lock in.
Locked.
Bing, oh bing, God, bing, bing, bing. 4 for 4. Champions of extra credit. Unbelievable. His number one, Brokeback Mountain. Number two, The Dark Knight. Number three, A Knight's Tale. And then number four, 10 Things I Hate About You. You just won extra credit. Claps all around.
Done.
That was perhaps the most exciting round we've ever played. It was pretty good.
I'm a little sweaty. I'm not going to lie.
I am too.
So good, y'all. We fought for that one.
We did it.
Way to go, guys. I'm so proud of you.
Come on.
Good job. Well done. Undefeated officially in extra credit, you two. So
this also means that Jordan and Doge have won 2 in a row.
That might be a first.
That's never happened.
That is never happened before.
Wow. I bet we've played 60 times and they've won 7.
Yeah.
10.
It is a hard game.
Yeah.
It's a hard game.
Especially when it's the franchise people. It's like, which Pirates of the Caribbean was this person? Yeah, it's just, it gets pretty brutal. We learned that last time, that when you have the freedom to pick, choosing the right person can make or break the round. Speaking of choosing things, Doge, I think you've got a game just as good, just as polished.
Even harder. Even harder. And it is equally as fun and germane to the conversations that we're having.
God.
We're hanging out with our friends. That's kind of what we all do on our podcast. We hang out with our friends. And so I'm not a person who ever wants to settle for things as the way they are. I'm always trying to improve things.
Next level, innovate.
Always trying to take it to the next level. I'm always on my hustle and my grind.
The way you say it sounds so natural.
Yeah.
I'm on my hustle and my grind. And
I happen to be on my grind and my hustle.
So I turned to a website.
You can touch this. Go ahead. Sorry.
A website familiar to listeners of our show. I went to the top10s.com to check out the top 10 best things to do when hanging out with your friends.
Oh, man.
The top10s.com is a collection of user-submitted items that go on lists. The people who vote on this website tend to be... they tend to be of the homeschool variety.
Yeah, they're pretty homeschooling.
They tend to really love things like dragons.
They have found their community.
But they have found their community and they love it here. And I feel privileged to observe the things that they think are cool and good. So today, what we're going to do is, this is going to be Blondies versus Chunks today. I want to see which team working together can correctly identify the greatest number of things on this top 10 list of best things to do when hanging out.
And it needs to be in the top 10, right? It can't be, because I know the list is longer.
I can see all the way to 25. But okay. if you say something and it's not in the top 10, you unfortunately do not get a point for that. You get 3 strikes. Whoever has the most points at the end of our game does win.
Ooh, I love
We've already started a list.
I love this.
Nice.
Okay. I will say, record a podcast is not on this list.
Yeah,
I was erase it if that's what you wrote down.
Jordan, do we just want to verbally process when we get there?
Yeah.
Okay, it just goes back and forth.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, y'all can go first.
Yeah, y'all please.
Blondie, hit me with a guess.
The first thing on our list is
one of the top 10 best things to do when hanging out with your friends.
Go to a cinema.
Cinnamon rolls? Cinnamon. go to the cinema.
Oh, it doesn't say cinnamon rolls.
It says cinnamon rolls. Show me cinnamon rolls.
My favorite is how much Daxton totally agreed with that, though. He was like,
definitely baked cinnamon rolls. Yes.
Now I know how to please Daxton on our next hangout.
Cinnamon rolls.
Daxton's so really go to the just movies. Wants you to ask him to make cinnamon rolls.
Go to a movie. Go to the movies.
Let's see. He watch a movie. That's number... number... Number 8 is watch a movie.
Nice.
Wow.
Honestly. I remember the good old times when people used to go to the cinema to watch movies on the big screen.
How do we win?
There is no way this is an older
person. It's a strike system.
Okay. Yeah, so you're good. You have no strikes.
You're good. 0 strikes, 1 point.
I'm feeling some of this.
Go out to eat. Get some food.
I'm feeling some of that.
Go out to eat.
Maybe just get some food, I think.
Just say get food?
Yeah.
Eat
together? Just eat together?
Eat food?
Eat food. Show me eat food.
It's turning into Family Feud the longer we do this. Show me eat food. Number 2, eat at a restaurant.
Let's go, baby.
We could go to a nice restaurant that makes really good food.
So it doesn't, Blondies, it doesn't matter that our guess was better, even though it was.
Placement doesn't matter.
Again, it's a perfectly designed game. I don't know why there's so much confusion.
You say it.
Oh, we're going to do... our next one is video game, playing video games.
That was going to be great next one.
Playing video games. Number 4, video games.
Yes.
It would be fun to play video games together with friends. You could play many multiplayer games. Some might play Super Mario Bros., Halo, Mario Kart, Pokemon, and other Nintendo games together.
Wow, they're sponsored.
Famously multiplayer Pokemon.
Today's video game brought to you by Mario Kart.
Stadium.
Jordan, I think... Here's where my mind goes, but it historically is not where these lists go. But I feel sports in my blood. You know how I am.
You think this group that wrote this list is playing sports together?
I don't. No. Do they think they're allowed to
have sleepovers?
They do not. Maybe they don't sport. But I know that's a great. We played catch.
We did play catch.
We did a couple weeks
ago. And that was sporting.
That was sports.
What's your guess? That's
true.
Do you have?
Well, I was wondering about sleepovers, but maybe.
Just
wait, what about
sleepover?
Like have a sleepover together.
Yeah. Maybe we can. Maybe it doesn't have. Maybe there's another kind of game too, though. Maybe we're just adjacent to like board games. We've say play board games. What feels the strongest to you right now between these three?
I think I'm pretty, I feel good about like board games. Feels like a board game group.
We'll lock that in. Let's say he's playing board games.
Board games. Like a board game here. Playing board games. Fun. Not one of the top 10 funnest things to do.
I wouldn't say it's fun. Though.
So we have one X.
I don't like playing board games, so that's great.
I love playing board games.
Okay. We're going to piggyback on the sleepover and say camping.
Oh, well done.
Ooh. Camping really is like a sleepover for adults.
Yeah.
It's like if you want to have a sleepover with a bear.
Yeah.
I mean,
fair. Well,
that could mean a lot of different things.
Yes. I
Speaking
said,
of, stick around for the it. Second half of our podcast.
Yeah. Stick around for us to.
Camping. Fun. Not one of the top 10 best things to do when hanging out with your friends, though. Okay.
Jordan,
it's a strike. One strike each.
The fact that there's seven more is crazy to me.
Ding dong ditch.
For real?
Ooh.
Excellent.
Yeah.
That is really fun.
It's fun.
A very specific prank.
Pranks. Maybe it's just pranks.
Just goofing.
Can just we goofing. Say goofing?
Just goofing.
Just be silly.
Yeah. Hey, what about goofing silly. Off? Show me being silly.
Being silly, goofing off, ding dong ditch. What are you gonna lock in for your guests?
Pranks. Oh, I like pranks.
Pranks. We'll say pranks. Don't feel pranks about it.
Pranks do not make the top 10.
Didn't think
okay.
so.
Okay. Okay, we're gonna play it real safe then. We're gonna say going to coffee.
Ooh.
Going to coffee. I love going to coffee. The people on this website do not like going to coffee.
So we both have two strikes.
Yep.
Both have two strikes. Blondies have 2 points. Chunks have 1 point.
Jordan, I'm happy to go down with the ship and represent the sports people of the world.
Let's do it.
For this list and just say like sports.
Let's do it.
Recreation.
Sports. I like sports.
Recreation. Sports. Okay. Sports.
I feel it. It's fine. It's fine.
Sports do not make the top 10 best things to do.
It's okay. Sometimes, hey, on my top 10 list to do with my friends is trust their judgment. So I'm okay.
that's beautiful, actually.
I love that. Number 10, it just makes it, but it's there.
Okay. Blondies, you have one. How high can you fly? How many more can you get before you get your last strike?
So interesting you phrased it as how high can you fly? Because we are going with smoking weed.
Oh, nice. Oh. Great. Oh, number 14 is get high.
Oh.
This is heartbreaking.
On this website? Is it really?
On this website. There's That's all amazing. Kinds of there's all We're kinds really of religious homeschool dragon fans, dude.
Yeah.
No, that was good.
So we tie here? Do we just tie?
No, Blondie's got 2 points. Chunk's got 1 point.
Blondie's win again.
Before strikes. Wow.
Blondie's win
Holy
again.
Sweep.
Briefly, the top 10 best things to do with your friends in case you're looking for ways to spice up your That's relationship.
Number, yeah,
number 10
us.
Is talk to each other.
Well, sure. Okay.
Gross.
Number 9, do art for other people. This would be super fun.
That's
I'd
what
love
we're
to
doing.
Draw some of my friends' original characters to appreciate their work. I think this means like actually drawing.
Oh. Not this sort of esoteric art. More
no,
like,
no, sure, no, sure. Like actual art to put on your parents'
okay,
fridge.
Cool.
Number 8, watch a movie. Number 7, watch TV together.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, there's also
Number
TV.
6, listen to music.
Duh.
This website does like music a lot.
Number 5, one of the top 10 best things to do with your friends is celebrate a friend's birthday.
Oof.
Dancing at the disco with beautiful lights and catchy music, opening presents, and even having fireworks at parties can make the celebration special.
Is this person 90? Dancing at the disco?
Wait, can I take a quick aside? Because when I hear dancing at the disco because of proximity, I just listened to the Blondie's most recent episode and can't get Daxton's rendition of I Want to Dance with Somebody in reading the table of contents to pasta, a pasta recipe book out of my head.
It was so good.
That's terrible.
Sauces from A to Z.
I was like always like.
I'm not lying to you when I said this. He said in my ear, he goes, I think it's dancing at the disco. Before. We literally wrote it down.
We have dancing at the disco.
Dancing at the disco? Verbatim?
Absolutely not.
I can't believe it.
I would have said no way.
I would have said definitely not. Maybe if your friends are also in ABBA, then you could dance at the disco together.
Sure.
Wow. Number four, play video games.
Okay. Sure.
Number three, travel to different places.
Travel.
This is, it's like going on our own adventures. It's not, but it is like that.
Sure.
Number two, eat at a restaurant. Number one, the number one best thing to do when hanging out with your friends, watch fireworks at night.
What?
That is the number one. I can't believe you guys didn't get that. That's what I always try to do with my friends.
That is insane.
If I'm ever hanging out with my friends and the suns are down. Yeah, obviously. We're not going to watch them the day.
That's, hey.
Well, that's true.
That's a great
point.
That's well, we got to start watching fireworks at night.
I mean, that'll really spice things up.
Yeah.
It's a good way to get out of the roommate phase, get back into really loving each other. And I think that's beautiful.
Fireworks.
Something else that we do to make sure that we never lose that spark is try and make some money off of you, our dear listeners, by heading to Shout Announcements, where you can hear some beautiful ads and make us a little cash. Welcome to Shout Announcements, the part of the show where we give shout-outs and make announcements. If you're not normally a listener and you're listening because of the Blondies, sorry about that sound. It doesn't normally happen, I promise.
It does.
It happens pretty much every time. We want to give a huge shout-out to the Blondies Out Loud, Hayden and Dax, and thank them so much for joining us on the show. You're in the middle of your experience, but we, slipping outside of the stream of time, are already at the end. And let me tell you, we had a blast. We love them very much. And we're so excited anytime we get to collab. So
let me just say, like around minute 47, minute 48, you're not going to believe it.
Oh, you're not going to believe what happened.
You can't, like, you're going to have no idea. You currently have no idea.
But if you skip there, you won't understand the context and it won't really make a lot of sense.
Yeah, you definitely going to.
It's going to shock you. It's going to shock you.
Your mind's going to be blown. If you play this podcast at the same time as you start their most recent episode backwards, the minute 47, it lines up pretty well. You got to see it. You'll understand.
It lines up. It does line up. And that's important for you to know.
Yeah, you'll understand what we're talking about. But we want to give a shout out to them. I want to give a shout out to you, our very special and wonderful listener, for all your support, all your love. Make sure you jump in the Discord. Check out our Patreon. We've got some fun games going in the Discord. Lots of good discussions about book. Lots of good discussion about game. Lots of good discussion about
book.
Movie.
They love game. They love sport. Movie.
It's a fun time, and we want to make sure you check that out. And also,
while you're looking for stuff to do, listen to Imagine Dungeons.
You should. You really should.
It's our actual play, role play heavy Dungeons and Dragons podcast. And I know what you're thinking. That sounds nerdy. Got it. Bingo.
Bingo.
It's a ton of fun. We would love it if you listened.
You're also probably thinking that sounds highly sexual. Role play. Bingo.
Bingo.
It is.
Got it.
Wow. It is that.
You got it.
Wow. Make sure you check that out. And finally, to get back into the show, and as we say every time, to end Shout Announcements. Arrivederci.
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 At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
We're back, and I'm sure that we made some great jokes, and maybe even the middle part was just as good as the rest of it, but I doubt it because the Blondies weren't there, but they are still here now to talk about Fire Island, and we were told before recording that beautifully, Hayden has come with a Fire Island related game. So I'm going to hand the reins over to Hayden for this next part.
Well, thank you kindly, Jordan. I appreciate having the floor and I'm very excited for this game. It's less of a points-based winning game, more of a group effort kind of game, kind of like the top 10 list that we did.
Okay.
Sure.
Now,
okay.
Have you guys seen Fire Island pretty recently?
Yep.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
No. You know, well, I mean, Daxton knows people in this movie. So.
Oh, cool.
Amazing. Awesome.
So what I would like us to do is to, between the five of us, figure out who would be what character in the Fire Island movie. Who is the most closely aligned to which character?
Excellent. So I love this. I took a note while I was watching. I was like, hey, this guy's kind of just me a little bit.
Okay, so obviously you guys know each other very well. Daxter and I know each other very well.
Sure.
But I think we should throw out some opinions. If Doge is the easiest one to get, we should start with his character.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to know what y'all think. I think
that
I
is interesting. Doge that is interesting. I do too.
Yeah. What vibe do I give off?
Just for reference, we've got Noah, the main character who does all the voiceovers with where his thoughts and stuff. The narration. Thank you. Funnily enough, he is also the writer of the film.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did a great job. Then we have his love interest. Sorry for spoilers. Spoilers coming up.
No. Spoil away. It's safe now.
Okay. So we have Will, the kind of obscure character who we don't quite know much about until the very end. And we have Howie, who's very hesitant and reluctant to find love and do the things that the boys do on the island. His love interest, Charlie, the very awkward, I don't know, half English bloke on the island there. We have the couple, I forget their names, but they're both side pair that are together.
Oh, who, Matt Rogers.
Yeah, Matt Rogers.
Character.
Matt Rogers is Luke.
Luke and Keegan, it looks like.
Luke and Keegan.
Who played his partner? Thomas Matos? I thought Thomas Matos, who played Keegan, was freaking awesome. So you got
so
those
fun.
Two.
Great.
Then you've got the mom.
Yes.
Margaret Cho or something, I believe her name was.
Yep.
The evil friend, Charlie's very hot evil friend.
Yeah, yes. Cooper.
Nice. And you also have the nerdy one who's reading. He's in the friend group as well. Always reading, very like analytical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Max.
Yeah.
So that's who we've got.
Yeah. You do also have Max.
Mm-hmm.
Who's Max? Which one's Max?
Max is the... Max is the
nerdy one, the reading one, the one reading. The reading one.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bucket hat. Yeah.
Bucket hat. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's, I think, enough for us to go off.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I already know which one Hayden is.
Okay.
Okay. Wow, that's mean.
Easy, easy.
That's mean.
Okay.
Should we start with easy.
You don't, I could say the Zane Phillips character and you'd be like, that'd be nice. But I'm not saying you're Zane Phillips. Don't you worry, you're not Zane.
Which one's Zane?
The really, really hot one? Not you.
The evil one who does bad things.
He is the evil one. Yeah.
Yeah. Not
you. Zane that guy. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, I was thinking of someone else, but yes, I do remember him. Okay.
So if we start with Doge, again, I think Carter and I, it sounds like we're probably on the same page.
We're locked in. Who do y'all think?
I think I'm on that page with you.
Go for it.
You want? No, I think it's fun for y'all to guess.
Yeah, I want to hear who you think.
I think, I'm thinking Howie. Because I think
okay.
Doge,
like
has, he's very morally oriented.
But I think you're Howie as well.
Really?
Yeah, like we're trying to get you like to be hooked up, like to hook up and like party a little harder than you normally would. Like we're peer pressuring you into like having a good time. Yeah. And you're like, nor, 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 nor. So I don't know. You know what I mean?
He wants the rom-com. He wants,
but everyone
he wants,
needs a Howie. So
he
we
wants
both
to
might
steal a vote for him.
We can open up Howie. We can open up Howie for Hayden pretty easily because Doge, I'm so sorry, is absolutely Max.
Yeah. Doge is Max.
Guaranteed.
Really?
Well, yeah, that's in the sweetest way.
That's
yes.
A guarantee, friends.
Yeah, only good ways. I loved Max. I'm just saying.
100%.
Reading a book rather than going to the party is the Doge special.
That's a guarantee, friends.
Got it.
100%. I'm so happy to know that. I've just learned a lot more about you, Doge.
That was the note I took watching this movie. I was like, oh, wow. I think we'd have a good time together. Yeah. I like all the same stuff.
Why isn't anybody hanging out with Max?
So basically, then Hayden can be
I can Howie.
Howie's wide open.
That's fine.
That's great.
I don't think we have a Howie on our side.
No, we don't have a Howie over here.
Okay. I'll take Howie. I don't mind that. That's okay with me. Perfect. So then we have, let's go Jordan.
I would say what my guess for Jordan would be is very similar also to Dax. And so I think you both have some similar energies in general from at least the short time I've had with Daxton and what I've seen on a show and heard on a podcast. But I do get Noah from both of you.
Okay.
I identified with Noah one of my favorite parts of watching this movie was how many times Noah would do something that I was mad at him for, and then he would get mad at himself. And I was like, yeah, I really identify with that.
So I do feel Noah for both. I would say came to my mind first with Jordan, but I feel some of that for Daxton too.
I would feel like I relate with Noah as well.
Mm-hmm.
There we go.
I have always wanted to be in the room when they're trying to pick parts for a Rusical. And
this is what that feels like.
This is what it feels like. Are we going to rock, paper, scissors for who gets to play the part of Noah?
No, I think I probably align with one more character a little bit more than, and I think it's who he's going to pick.
Okay. So, Jordan, I'm fine with Noah for you.
We could battle with the.
We could battle, but I think I know who I think you are.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Dang. Talk about it.
And if you're saying you've got one more person that you identify with more, I feel like I know.
Some people might identify me as. I don't think it is me, but I think I could come off as this.
I've got a very narrow scope here.
Who?
What do you think?
I think you'd be that friend, Luke.
That was what I was going to say.
Matt Rogers.
Yeah. No way.
Yeah.
But are you saying? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but you are seeing more Noah. So you're saying I really saw the real you is what we're saying here. I could see who you actually are. Okay,
you knew who I truly was on the inside, but like I get that people might. Yeah, I'm okay being a Luke in this situation.
What are the differences you feel between you and Luke?
Luke is a little more chaotic than I actually am perceived.
Luke is chaotic. Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
No, that is such a lie.
Y'all sitting beside each other is so great that you don't get to see.
You're like, you have no backbone. You have no backbone.
I'm okay with Howie because Howie has dignity.
No, you have no confidence.
You have no dignity.
No, I have a little bit of dignity. That's why I think there's some
dignity is overrated.
Also, we're also missing the fact that Luke is a real person. And although we've seen bits of Luke, I don't think we really delved into the heart of Luke. So who's to say that you aren't more likely than me?
How beautiful.
Okay. And that's how you make Dax feel better about a hilarious choice.
You're still you're still mad you're not Zane Phillips.
Hey, that leaves me the hot guy if you want to.
Yeah, the criminal. I'm the hot
criminal.
Great.
The predator.
Which leaves us with Carter, and I've got I know who Carter is. Like,
okay.
I think, and feel free to disagree, but I think Carter is our Will. Mysterious, strong, and then comes through as a real soft lover boy.
Wow. I can see this.
Okay.
I can see this.
You're an evil bitch, and you're Zane. Or you're just an evil bitch.
Could be either.
That's great. I love it all.
I do see a lot of your read on Will in Carter. I see the he's much softer than he seems. He will definitely be consumed with doing the right thing. He cares a lot about doing good things and doing good by people. If I may, and Doge, I'm interested to hear what you think too. I do think Carter is Margaret Cho.
Hey, brother, that was my guess for myself.
Okay.
Yes. I said I'm Aaron. That's what I wrote down.
Yes, you are Aaron.
Very much.
Nucleus around which the people in your life rotate.
Oh, yeah.
Carter's favorite thing to do is to be the Nick Fury of hey, come join my party. Hey, come join my party. Hey, come join my party. You guys now are all friends with each other.
Carter likes to take a little of column A and a little of column B and create a new thing together. That's his favorite.
That's very special.
A real Carter. A whole character. Free to pitch.
An absolute Carter.
This was fun. Wow. I do think, though, as far as technology comes and the things that I know less about, I tend to play the role of Charlie a little bit. Of just I'm going to laugh.
That is
and
true.
Just be like, I don't really know That's what you're fair. Talking about. I'm completely missing the point, but I'm having a good time and everything's going to be okay. I'm optimistic.
There's a little bit of, we can all relate to all the gays on Fire Island.
Yeah.
That's true. Yes, 100%.
Hayden, yeah. Hayden, I think that was really great because, first of all, I love the little like, which character are you kind of like tests and quizzes and stuff like that. Yeah. But I also think it's so interesting to view, especially a movie like this where there is, everybody's kind of a caricature of a type of person. Like everybody's got their personality turned up to 11 in this movie. And so being able to like see yourself in them is so fun because there's so much ground to play with. And
I think it's also a sign that it's really well written.
It is
like
really well written.
Every character is like, I mean, this movie's an hour 45. It's not very long at all. It's like, I feel like there's enough in the script and enough in the performances that we can play this game and be like, yeah, I totally 100%. See you as this character, you know?
For sure. Cause it is hard. I think it's hard to do a dialogue heavy movie well, because we don't get a lot of like, action pieces.
It's
like
not, we're not
there's no chase. There even our like at the end when we steal hijinks. The boat, it's still just people talking about stealing the boat. It's not like we're taking a long wide shot of the boat being stolen. Like, right. And I think that's really hard to do. And it is excellent writing. It's great adapting, really, because we know likely I was thinking of Jordan the whole time watching this movie, because one of our very first movies we ever reviewed together was Pride and Prejudice. And there, we were like 15 minutes into Fire Island and I paused it and I looked at my wife and I was like, is this Pride and Prejudice? As like, as like our Elizabeth looks across at Darcy and he's just so cold and looking at her, but there's some sexual tension somewhere. I'm like, wait.
Right.
And then I started placing all of them and I was like, oh, well, this is brilliant.
This no is way. Good.
And well, that's why I secretly hated it. No.
I like the actors... relationships with each other. I so hope they're like that in real life, because that was the biggest selling point for me, is I could really buy the relationships. Although I thought some of the acting sometimes was not amazing, as a whole, I thought like as a cast, they vibed with each other. They rocked with each other, you
Definitely.
Know? I believe yeah. every different relationship.
Now, have any of you ever actually been to Fire Island?
Mm-mm. No.
No.
Okay, so it's a pretty... great description of what happens at Fire Island.
I was going to ask. It's amazing. Okay, this is awesome.
I was going to ask you how close to reality it was.
Yeah, you're saying it's a heightened version. No, there is that kind of person. There are those specific types of people on that island. So it's one of the most magical places on Earth. There's like a straight side. They call it like the straight side or Cherry Grove. But then like the Fire Island part is very, very gay, very party heavy. But you can just enjoy yourself there and like chill. But yeah, so that it is very, the movie finds the gay culture really, really well. And they're kind of in on the joke, but I love, what I love about it is like, they're in on the joke, but they also know like gays are ridiculous, especially on Fire Island.
Really?
Sure. Yeah.
When were you there?
I've been like a couple of times. It's cool. It's like an hour from New York City.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
from what I understood too, Joel.
I'm okay witnessing Fire Island from my couch on the big screen.
But the it house is stressful. In Fire Island. Nice.
Oh my God.
The what now?
We'll all get a week house there and spend about $10,000 for the week.
Yeah.
We gotta hope these ads perform really well.
Yeah.
Really good ads. Yes.
That's one thing they did continue to mention throughout the film. They like spotted it throughout, was how expensive the groceries were.
Everything's expensive. So they're not wrong. Everything on there, like.
Yeah. Which is Pride and Prejudice too. Our core family in Pride and Prejudice are considered lower income. And they're around a bunch of things that are just hoity-toity and expensive. And the mom is always complaining about that stuff.
And you have like the mean popular gays. And like, it is pretty
close.
It's pretty exact.
Yeah, that's cool.
Awesome.
But that's a great rom-com, and I'm really happy to see that a gay rom-com actually like did really well. And I think because 100%. You have like Bo and Yang of it, the heart, and a lot of people relate with Bo and Yang, like with SNL, and like he is such a good like presence on camera. I think he held the show together more than anybody in the.
He did an amazing job.
It was important.
It was great.
My favorite acting was from that Tomas Matos guy.
Oh, so fun. It was hilarious.
The
the very...
Oh, yeah. He's a fantastic actor.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
He was... I believe... He was so good. I don't know what he's like in real life. But I... That he, for me, he was the best actor there. Like, I bought him
I also, yeah, 100%. I also don't know. It's probably unattainable for the kind of time that I have, but I would also love to know his workout routine, specifically below the waist.
Sure. phenomenal.
I think my favorite was Joel Kim Booster on lots of levels. I think because I agree. I read that really a lot of our cast is actually friends. They are friends.
Yeah.
So I think that chemistry was obvious. And I just think as Noah, that does feel like, while I would agree that there is a part of Bowen Yang's performance that really kind of keeps everything together, like without him, if that's not done as well, it's really hard to buy into the narrative.
But
Noah's character had to be great. Like, I think if we're narrator and then also such a big player in the story, I think we get to see him go highs and lows in terms of what he's learning about himself, what he's learning about other people, which, you know.
He also wrote it, right?
That was Joel
Kim. Yeah, Joel Kim Booster wrote it. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think it's easy with a character like a Noah. I think it's very easy to accidentally make the character difficult to root for because, you know, there's a lot of like, he's controlling and he feels like he knows what's best for the people around him. And it's easy, I think, to write. I mean, speaking as somebody who has my entire life been accused of being controlling and feeling like I know what's best for the people around me, I feel like seeing that character treated with such care and treated with such like gentle hands to be like, this is just his sort of messed up way of expressing how much he loves the people around him. I felt very seen watching that and seeing myself in this character who definitely needs to work on some phrasing and timing and is not perfect, but really cares. And I think, you know, this is our fourth rom-com of the summer. And I think it has taken me until this movie to feel like we've really gotten a well-done main character, much less a well-done group of main characters. This is really our first ensemble, like focused movie. But then also, this is hands down the best romance we've had the whole summer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bar none.
Who you're like rooting for and you're like, I want it to work. I want it to work.
Yes.
I don't, it's so funny how they put, it's a gay movie, but like they're not like shoving gay down your throat. Like it's a weird, I don't know how.
It's a romance movie.
Yeah. And you're just like, oh, they just, it's real.
I mean, I can see why it's R-rated though.
What?
Sure.
Yes.
I think I want to say you only get 5 thrusts for a PG-13, and once you pass the 6th thrust, you have to do R. I don't remember.
It'd also be a shame if I didn't call out my good friend Mike Graceffa, who played the mean boyfriend
Reese, who comes in towards the end.
Yeah,
who's flown in?
No way,
he was great. Yeah.
Good he friend was of fantastic. Mine. So sweet.
Funny.
And playing like the dumbest douchebag. So
such a
the
douche.
Comment I mean, he had so about good. Like the like that they were mirror images of each other. He was just so
brutal,
inconsiderate.
Yeah.
In
and
just
his,
like a cartoony
his last
way.
Line was hilarious when they're all kind of rocked and he goes, like, so what's going on here?
Yeah.
And he's just like,
I was like, he's so good. He's hilarious.
Shout out to
that's
my,
great.
Yeah.
my good Judy Mike.
I love that.
I did get to meet him.
Yeah, you met my year, right? Yeah.
He's great. Yeah.
Well, so. Do either of you have like a favorite moment from the movie? Something before we get to our sort of rating system? Anything you want to shout out in particular from the movie?
Favorite moment? I'm sure there is one. One, I did love, I think they're on the pier in the sunset. I loved everything about those shots. The only thing that annoyed me about it was they tried to get everyone in frame. So there were like 4 sitting down on the pier and then 5 standing up awkwardly behind them. And I was like, it's so beautiful. Why are we making this awkward?
It's like a family photo.
In the frame. So I get that. But that sequence where they're kind of dense, especially at the very end of the film where Will and Noah are having their moment and then all the boys come up and they're all dancing on the pier as we pull away in that drone shot. God, that was awesome.
Yeah. That really was great.
I'm a Margaret Cho fan. So anything she was in, like any of those moments of like the house mom, pretty.
Yeah.
her screaming about my poor baby when,
yeah. when he fell in the pool.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Everything she did was fire, literally fire.
So funny. Yeah.
And the house was great. Their house that they were staying at
was awesome.
Was a fun set. It felt like it was very
lived in. It was.
Had a lot of memories. That's,
speaking of lived in, my favorite moment is them on the pier doing their bit when they count down the sunset and just like slow it and elongate it to make sure that the sun actually comes down. They're like, they're at, you know, like 5.45.
Yeah.
And something about that bit in particular feels, I like your phrase about the house, it feels lived in, and it makes their friendship feel like in that scene I feel like I read into years of doing this bit together, and that's like my favorite part of friendship is the dumbest things that are so stupid that explaining them sucks. It's not funny to have to explain them.
Right, you have to be there,
and I thought they did such a good job.
Did you watch to the end of the credits, to the very end of the credits, and they count that down too, which I thought was so funny.
I know. I must have missed
when this. The credits are rolling, right? The same kind of thing where, like, if you stayed long enough for that waiting for a post-credit scene, or you're talking to somebody about the movie after, and we know that there's all those big logos and they're thanking all the countries that they filmed in and all that stuff, they count it down again.
Get out
They
of
count
here.
Down the very that's end so of the last credit coming through.
Oh, that's fun. That
such a fun way to end it.
The Easter egg.
That's super
I think the only way I caught that is it was like, oh, I love that movie. I got to clean the dishes. And I'm like, I left it up and I heard it happening again. And I was like, post-credits scene? What?
Over?
And it was just still the credits rolling.
They're going to be in the Avengers.
Clever. Yeah. Nick Fury shows up.
Carter Doge, anything specific you want to shout out from the movie before we?
I think the it's exactly what you're saying. The friend group does feel like lived in and real. Like I do buy all the relationships between them, all the different like one-on-one relationships. I feel like it's like what's the Phoebe and Chandler where it's like they don't really interact with each other or Phoebe and whoever. Yeah, it's like I don't feel that in this friend group. I feel like everybody gets to interact
for
with
sure.
everybody else and have good one-on-one dynamics. And then the script is just – I feel like it's such a charitable, like really affirming read on all of these characters. Like it's not – like these stereotypes can be the characters can do like wild and crazy and loud things. And the script is so caring with the way that it presents these and like watching it, you get the sense that, oh, every single one of these people, they all love everybody else in their group so much. And anything that they do is because they want the best for the other people in their, you know, in their family here.
Yeah. Yeah. Really well done.
I think my overall favorite aspect of the movie was how aware of itself it was too, right? Where, adapting a former story, but also we are in a zeitgeist that maybe a lot of people don't know about as intimately, and we know how that is, but then also very aware of what a rom-com is, even on a layer on the outside.
Yeah.
To be like, and then openly, almost as if you're looking at the camera talking about like, but this is my favorite thing about romantic comedies. And then they give it to us and it still delivers. And I thought that was, and still some That's twists, good. Some things that surprised. So. Really enjoyed it.
Well, we're going to rate the movie. And Hayden and Daxon, the way that we do that is we have sort of our own scale that we have created to rate movies. We call it the Scientific Cinema Scale. It is perfect, and it is also as follows. The best thing we could ever say about a movie is own it, don't lend it, buy that poster. The next best thing is buy it. That's followed by rent it and then stream it. After that is forget it. And last but certainly least, the worst thing we could ever say about a movie.
God hath forsaken us.
When we came up with the scale, it was like literally what would we do with this movie?
Yes.
Do we want the poster on our wall? Do we want to buy it, rent it? Am I going to watch it again, but only if it's free and stream it? So, and then there's forget it and then God has forsaken us.
Okay. I get it. Post on, buy, rent, stream.
Forget it.
God has forsaken us.
Who's on the poster, though?
It's a good question.
Let's actually look at the poster.
It's looks like we got all of our core five.
Yeah, everybody.
Well, if it was Zane on the poster, I'll buy it. I'll get the poster.
No. Looks like no Zane on the poster, unfortunately.
We've got our five.
We do have Noah in his little shorts.
Oh, yeah. There was a lot of little shorts.
A lot of little shorts.
A lot of little shorts.
Actually, it's so poster. Funny because one of my notes here is every guy wears tight short shorts.
It's true.
And also, I mean, why are they singing in a giant sauna?
It does. It did look like a giant sauna.
Never mind. Don't worry about those notes. But I think personally, poster by Rent. I'd probably Rent, I think. I'd rent it again.
Fair enough.
I'm such a fan of trying something different, especially within the context of something that seems to be cookie cutter a lot of the time. So doing something completely different inside of a rom-com, that awareness that I talked about. And I also think there's a high rewatchability for me. I would watch this again. And I do love Pride and Prejudice so much.
It's good for straight guys who want to learn a little bit more about gay culture. I think that's sure. important.
Yeah, watch this movie and hit a season of Drag Race and you're better off than you ever were.
RuPaul's Drag Race is, yes. It's an education. Absolutely. It's a masterclass. I'll say it's a low buy it for me. I think it does just get into the buy it realm because also it doesn't seem like there's much like this at all.
Yeah.
And so I tend to be someone who wants to collect the thing that you can only get here. And so I'll buy it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does sort of feel like a one of one, right? Like if you want this movie, you can only really watch this movie. There's nothing else that delivers what this movie is going to deliver. I think I'm buying it as well. I really, I was expecting to like it. Just honestly, Bo and Yang was enough for me to be like, I'll probably love it. And then turns out really did. So I think I'm buying this one too.
I'm proud of you, Jordan.
Thanks, man.
I'm gonna ask a little Pride and Prejudice for Pride and Prejudice.
You can.
He did not buy Pride and Prejudice.
I hated that.
He hated that movie, which is one of my favorite movies. Anyways,
I'll buy it as well. I think supporting a movie like this is such so different. And again, it is based off of a classic, but I think they did something really well, and I think they put a stamp in making films really successful for more gay movies to come out at a higher, like at a big, like on a bigger streaming platform. So I'm going to buy it just to support it.
Yeah. We had two Emmy, for what it's worth, there were two Emmy nominations for this movie. Yeah, one of them was for writing was and then the other one was for, I think they technically called it a TV. I can't remember. Emmy's phrases things so strange, but it's like a primetime show or so. I don't know what they called it, but it had two nominations.
No poster for me though.
That's fair. Mm.
Okay. It's a buy for me as well.
Ooh,
it's a buy as well. I think it's a fantastic script that is anchored by really, really strong performances from our core leads here. And it's great. It gives you that like, it's like Hayden was mentioning earlier. It gives you that like, that achy rom-com feeling at the beginning of like, oh man, they have to end up together. And I feel like that's something that is rare to see done well in a fresh way.
Yeah.
So got to give it its flowers for that. This is a buy.
Perfect.
Well, let's call it buy island.
Buy island.
I think that's the other side of the island. I think there's the straight side and then the fire side and then probably the buy side somewhere else. Yeah. Well, we really can't thank the two of you enough for coming on and talking about this movie with us. We were so excited when y'all said that you had some time to jump in. And we were really hoping that this was the movie y'all were going to pick because we were excited to discuss. And so,
yeah, this was fun. This is a fun watch.
I saw it as an option. I was like, we're doing it.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
I loved when you guys hit us up. I was like, we're absolutely doing that again. That was fun. So,
yeah.
Amazing, guys.
Thanks for hitting us up.
Yeah, of course. Yep. And of course. Before we let y'all go, just want to give you a chance, like last time, if there's anything you want to plug, whether it's your show or something important close to your heart, take it away.
Like, look at our titties, everyone.
Yeah, we're plugging.
Yes! Blondies!
All day on Fire Island. Plug and play.
I just thought, I thought Hayden's rib was hurting. I wasn't sure what that was for.
God. We're not talking about it. Someone's already sick of it. So,
Lord have mercy.
Shirts off.
Shirts off. Yeah, you know what to do with that shirt.
it's at the end. I told you at the end. I'm all the way
there it comes. The onesie is coming all the way down.
Wait, let me just
let me unbutton the rest of it really quick. Okay, we're good.
So our podcast is Blondies Out Loud. You can find that Instagram, YouTube, anywhere you get your podcasts. DM us. We'd love to hear from you guys.
We love a cheeky DM.
We love a DM. So come and hit us up at Blondies Out Loud. Thanks for having us.
Please do. Of course. Yeah. Of course. Thank you for your time. And we usually end with some sort of silly prompt, but I feel like we've had lots of silly prompts. So instead, just want to say thank you, our dear listeners, from the bottom of our hearts. And thank you to my good friends, Carter and Doge, and to my good friends, the Blondies, Hayden and Daxton. And from all of us here at Two Chunks and a Hunk, arrivederci. I believe we said.
Yeah.
Six.
As we end every episode.
As we end every episode.
Arrivederci.
Four. Three. Two and a half.
One. 1.5.
One and one nine. Quarter.
0.8.
Point 0.8.
Just take your shirt off.
Just pop it off. Just pop it all the way off.
Yeah.
Nice.
There we go. That's all we wanted. That's all I wanted.
There it is.
It's beautiful. Congrats.
For the pod, for the Blondies, you deserve it. You want extra credit.
We did it.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals, only at Smoothie King.